Hello, everybody. Welcome to the post show. It's time to talk oddballs with the cast. What are our thoughts? A lot of crazy stuff happened today. I'm just gonna open up to you guys. Where are your minds at right now?
I'm upset. I almost went off into like a rant with Sam and Eddie. I was like, I don't understand why Alistair, for the love of God, would put four children in a glass cage with the balls and the ring and then expect us to not do anything with that. Like,
yeah.
You're like, okay, cool. Yeah. So now you're in the quantum defibrillator energy zone. And now you have like, now you have the balls, but don't mess with them because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. So just don't do it. I'm not going to tell anything. And then I'm going to walk away. That's like putting your child in timeout and then expecting them to like not just walk out of the room.
Yeah.
So when we were trying different stuff, it's like, well, how are we supposed to know what this is going to do? How are we supposed to know we're cured? Great. Everyone's cool. We can leave now. Were we supposed to do it ourselves? Or were we just like, you're not supposed to touch anything. We're just going to sit there and wait for Alistair to come back. Like, we don't fully trust this guy. So I'm upset.
I think it's very obvious. Alistair doesn't get children. I think it should be obvious by now. He doesn't get kids.
Not at all. So, I mean, he was upset that we were, you know, experimenting and trying to figure out what exactly the balls were doing. And, you know, then we freaking unleashed the apocalypse. So, yeah, Alistair, what did you think was going to happen?
To be fair, Dingus? If he had told us not to do it, we would have done it anyway.
We would. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we would have just been like, well, screw you, buddy. We don't know you.
It's true.
Especially if he told us not to do it, though. If he told us especially like, this is going to happen. This is the end of the world. Don't do this. Fern would have hesitated, but
I feel like I was going to say,
so you would have been like, yes, things
are good. Yes, I know.
I was going to say, you know, don't put a bunch of kids together and then tell them not to do something because they're going to do it. But then I was like, actually, don't do that to adults either. Don't do that. If you put a bunch of people together and you say, hey, don't do this, they're going to do it. They're going to do it.
Well, especially if it's under that much stress.
Yeah.
I kept wondering, like me, not Fern. It was like, is this the right thing to do? Should we have just stayed in the cage? Should we have just obeyed and listened? Because that's where it's like, crap. Did we do the right thing? No clue, no idea. And that's where it gets really terrifying, especially for when you're playing in character, because you're just like, well, what do we do? Is this right? Is this the right way to go? I don't know. Are we just making it worse?
Just gotta go with it.
Sit there and sit in the cage.
Yeah,
like that.
Cool. We're just gonna wait here. Have fun.
Yeah.
The classic like role play paranoia kicked in when he brought us into the room with the box. We're all like, ah.
Yeah. I love how people were reacting so strongly. They're like, oh, these characters don't want to further the plot. It's like, would you want to trust this random ass who just brought you into a cave and is like, all right, get in the cage. Like, that's not furthering the plot. That's possible death. You know? True. So that it's like, it's so hard because you're so wary of new characters like that.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on British Alistair? Oh, yeah.
He's pissed now. He's either very angry or very dead.
Yeah. Do you trust him as a character? What do you think about this guy? Did he earn your trust? Do you still not trust him? He's vanished. He maybe has the balls, ? I don't know.
Out of character, I still actually kind of trust the guy. Like, if we were like causing the Doomsday device to go on and come in and point a gun at us, is that an overreaction? I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah.
you did something. I think the fact that you don't know what you did exactly might be interesting. Mm. So who knows what happened when you did that?
Yeah.
So I do got a question for you, Jesse. Whenever you let Octo go to the bathroom and left us alone, with no spoilers or anything, but like, what could we have done? Anything?
are you just
messing with us?
Again, you had a gun the entire time.
I thought about using it, but I was like,
I forgot you had the gun.
I know, you pulled it out and I was like, what?
Oh yeah, he's got a gun.
Yeah, you had a gun the entire time. So the possibility of you doing something, like, you could have drawn the gun and pulled it on Alistair, yep, as he was watching, or as he was walking with Octo, or as he was showing Octo to the bathroom. You guys, mm-hmm, could have tried to make a break for it. You could have, I thought maybe you guys would try to mess with the door in some way so that it wouldn't lock all the way so you could try and get out. I thought that possibly you try to look for the grates, or you disassemble, or like take a screw from the chair, or find a way to get through the grating in the floor so that Fern could get out, so that when he comes back, right, one of you could have the balls in your hands and be like, oh, she's just invisible, lol. I just, like, who knows? I have no idea what your strategy would have been. I just thought it was really funny that Eddie went through this entire gimmick of like, I gotta go pee, and you guys were like, let's just get inside. It was hilarious. Yeah. It was really
funny. Because I was, at that moment, I was thinking like, am I gonna have to roleplay like taking a shit? Like, I don't know what's going on here.
You really, I would have loved to have seen you awkwardly into a bucket as an old man just has his back turned to you. I was ready for it. I'm ready for anything. I was ready for whatever you threw at me. And you all were just like, no, we all get in and I don't have to go to the bathroom. I was like, oh, all right, fine.
I was hoping I would have to buy more time, because I was literally going to be like, because my whole thing was like, he didn't actually have to go to the bathroom. So while he had his back turned, I was just going to make like the, whoa, it's bad. Oh, God. Oh, geez, I'm practicing cartography all over the inside of this bucket. Oh, no. But like, it was, they just got in the fucking robot. So I guess that was it.
Mm. I was like asking a bunch of questions because I was trying to figure something clever out for us to do, but then I don't know, it just never came to me, or any of us really. It was like, all right,
surprised you didn't use your gun. You know, now that it's been brought to the attention, it's like, because Clarence is sometimes a very aggressive character. Like, it just like happens, and you're just like, whoa, I didn't see that from Clarence. You know
what, but I thought it's just about. Like, when I was considering it, I was like, okay, Alistair came to save Clarence. Clarence has seen what Alistair can do to these guys. And so far, he hasn't really done anything. I mean, he did point a gun at Sam and shoot, but he hasn't. It seems like he's been actually trying to help us. And I wanted to see what happened. Like, maybe this is a lead to help Fern come back. And she did. And I was like, okay, so maybe I'm cool. And then Clarence had, I don't know what roles Jesse's going to make if I pull that gun out. He's going to make me make a body roll to hang on to it, and I'm going to drop it and shoot somebody else.
Oh, my God. If you had accidentally shot someone, I'd be the happiest I've ever been. It'd be incredible.
I was over here like, maybe he'll make me roll a calculate so I can, like, aim it. But then, like, as soon as I shoot it, he's going to be like, all right, make a body roll, hang on to it. And I'm like, all right, everybody's going to die.
I was surprised with the – I guess I understand why Clarence – would side with Alistair on a lot of stuff, because he seems to be very nice to Clarence. So I get why you would do that. It mesmerized me that everyone else was like, well, Clarence is into him, so I guess it's okay. And I was like, Clarence literally betrayed you all. Like, yeah, but we like Clarence now, so fuck it, we're going.
We had option. We had no other option, and Clarence has the gun. So it's like, well, maybe we should just chill with Clarence, because if anything goes down, he'll at least maybe protect himself.
Sure.
If it came down to like someone actually being hurt, if Alistair was like actually going to hurt someone, then I would have pulled the gun out and tried to do something.
Yeah.
But Alistair probably would have handled me.
He did pull a gun on us. He did threaten to shoot us with a gun.
He did, but it was like, it was only to get us out of the car, and he was going to shoot us, but it's like, was he going to shoot us? It was just like that whole, like, well, I got to intimidate these kids, let them know who's in charge.
No.
Maybe he wouldn't have actually shot anybody. Maybe the gun's not loaded.
Yeah, but he also did it when we were messing with the balls. And he grabbed the balls and pulled the gun on us when we were in the cage.
Well, yeah, also get considered his job too. It's probably like he probably pulls guns on people all the time.
He's just following orders.
So. It's probably a reflex. Yeah.
I hope we didn't get him killed. I feel a little bad.
Yeah, that's whatever you guys did, it definitely alerted American Alistair and everyone who was looking.
He's in the trap door. How'd he get in the trap door?
We definitely started some shit.
Yeah. You did. You started some shit. The question is, what exactly did you start? More to be revealed on that, I think, as time goes on. Elspeth, could you hazard a guess about what you think is going on with Fern? What is Fern experiencing?
Fern is in the future, and she's seeing everything that has happened as a result of us messing up super duper hard. And everybody's dead. The whole planet's dead. There was a bunch of radiation or something, and that's why there are all these mushrooms around the cavey dirt area. As far as someone actually responding to her yelling, that was completely surprising. She and I were not expecting anyone to actually respond. I thought it was like a completely dead area. But all the bones, especially of the shoe with like the business shoe, like metagaming, that tells me that, you know, the guys in the business suits outside eventually died. No one did anything to clean up the bodies. And it's either very far in the future or it all happened extremely quickly. And there was just like this really super fast rate of decay. And then everybody just like disintegrated or some shit. And all the dust is like people poof.
I wonder why the business dude is out there, or if it's just flavor.
Because, well, I mean, the shoe was a business shoe. It wasn't like, you know, like a sneaker. Like it was the business shoe. And when you guys found the business dudes outside, you know, Fern doesn't know that they're business, but I do. So it's like that tells me maybe no one cleaned up their corpses, and maybe it all happened really quickly.
Possibly.
So that's where it's like Fern, I think, is in some kind of future, and she might be in some kind of loop. Like it's like this wormhole that somehow she slips into.
Okay. Does anyone else have any Fern theories about what you think Fern is going through?
That's kind of thinking the future thing too, since everything was so decayed.
Yeah, me too. Sure. And then also because Alistair's stuff was all old-fashioned. Like maybe we were in the past somehow.
When you went into the... There.
Yeah, we went into Alistair's house because like there's no modern anything in there. Like the washboard thing, which doesn't exist anymore. Maybe it's like a safe house that had just been there a really long time, or you know, how it was in the past.
Like a bunker, like a nuclear bunker.
Yeah. Wherever you guys were, it was very, very dark. You left your town. You're no longer in your starting place. Mm-hmm. So who knows what could have happened in the darkness on the way out there. Yeah.
While we were messing with pipes.
While you were messing with pipes and laser rings.
Yeah.
No one...
Is the car there? After
the Vanagon?
Yeah.
I guess when you go outside, you'll have to find out.
I want to steal that car super bad.
Yeah,
you'll have to figure out.
Yeah. I'm still super confused on like why the ring, like we looked through it, we saw back in the old room, and then how that's even connected, and why Alistair has it, and
why the tinfoil makes it actually do something different than just type.
It may just because Jesse's like, just put stuff together, and eventually I'll give you something.
Well, there is. What I gave you was a stretch of what my original idea was, but because the tinfoil was blocking most of your vision, I was like, all right, I'll throw him a bone and give him this one. So, yeah, there's definitely a real way to use this without a piece of tinfoil in your eye.
Well, you could like take the tinfoil and wrap it around the edge or something.
There's definitely a way to do it properly. But yeah, this is, I gave you that one. It's like, all right, let's see if they can figure this out. I was really hoping you'd all get zero, so I went up to explain anything, but I was like, all right, here you go. You definitely see it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you've met with American Alistair. He is in the house. Apparently there was a gunfight. People are wounded outside, possibly dead. British Alistair is gone. Fern is gone. Moving forward, what do you think Samantha, Clarence, and Eddie are going to be up to? Where do you three go from here? What do you do?
I think the most important thing we haven't mentioned yet is we no longer have the balls. We don't know where they are or who has them. We don't have them, and Furnace is gone. So I think that is like priority one is find out who has them, where they are, to get them back to Fern.
Because the group is split up like indefinitely now.
Yeah.
Until we find out where they are.
Yeah. I bet we can see her if we look through it. With the tinfoil, I bet we could see her somehow.
Well, didn't it make us look into a different room altogether?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if she's in that room, maybe we could see her.
Oh, yeah.
Sam did say go back to the cave. Like, you made the specific goal of go back to the cave. So you could see her through the ring if she was there. That's very possible.
If she doesn't get captured, killed, or eaten.
If she doesn't have the balls, if Fern doesn't have the balls, then how do you see her in that room? Is the real question. Or is the room itself, the old cavern, what was fine about her before? Like, there's a lot of questions you guys need to deduce about how things work in that cavern.
We could because see her in the cavern Eddie, before.
Right. When she was there with Eddie, there was different rules applied, but the further you got away from the cavern, she vanished. And then things changed with the balls. So it's one of those things where, yeah, she could go back there, but until she gets to the cavern, even if you guys find the balls, how do you get them to her? Because you can't. She's gonzo from your reality right now.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a difficult adventure for all of you, and I can't wait to see where it goes. But that is it for now. Before we wrap up, are there any final thoughts? Anything that you guys are wondering about? Or you have concerns about, or you're worried about for your characters. What? Any final things?
Who the fuck is?
I'm so worried for Fern.
I'm worried for Fern too.
She's alone on this dead area, and someone is like, "I've been waiting for you."
Yeah.
Like that's not good. That's not good at all.
I guess this is either
going to be very good and very helpful. Or very, very bad. I feel like there's no in between.
I can't wait. And we'll find out.
The guy, he walks up to you with a funnel cake and is like, "Here you go. I've heard you've been wanting one of these.
Instant trust.
It's just a funnel cake vendor from the fair. He's like, "I've been waiting for you. Here, a funnel cake." And he walks away. That's it. Yeah. And everything's fine. Fern's like, "You know what? This isn't so bad." She sits down. End of show. That's it. That's the end. Title screen. Yep. All right, that's it for us. Thank you guys so much. We will be back soon with another episode. And from all of us, thanks for watching. Bye, everybody.